Dorsey spent $1,145.39 in the Leo Frank case. The Atlanta Constitution, Thursday, the 6th of November, 1913, page 8, column 5. Itemized expense account is filed with the county board, revealing in a new light the wide probe made by the state in its successful effort to convict Leo Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan. The itemized account of Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey was filed for payment with the county commissioners on Wednesday afternoon. Among the items which appear on the expense account were fees of $25 to R.A. Flackman, fingerprint expert, who examined the finger marks on the Fagan girl's bloody garments. Another of $100 paid to Albert S. Osborne, the noted New York handwriting expert, who compared the handwriting of Frank, Conley, and Newt Lee with the notes found at the side of the murdered girl's body. Another of $100 paid to Dr. Roy Harris, the Secretary of the State Board of Health, whose testimony on the witness stand regarding the lapse of time after the Fagan girl ate her dinner and the time of her death made such a great sensation during the Frank trial. The total expense account of the Solicitor General reaches $1,145.39. Smaller items in the account are for auto hire, telegrams, and private detective work. A charge of $4 was for the purpose of renting a safety deposit box into a Fourth National Bank, where the notes found by the murdered girl's body were placed before they were introduced in evidence at the trial recently closed. According to action by the county commissioners, the solicitor's bill will be paid at once.